This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 17th. Fervent, unceasing prayer.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 10. At that time, the Lord said to me, "Chisel out 2 stone tablets like the first ones and come up to me on the mountain. Also, make a wooden ark. I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. Then you are to put them in the ark." So I made the ark out of acacia wood and chiseled out 2 stone tablets like the first ones. And I went up on the mountain with the 2 tablets in my hands. The Lord wrote on these tablets what he had written before, the 10 commandments he had proclaimed to you on the mountain, out of the fire, on the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them to me. Then I came back down the mountain and put the tablets in the ark I had made, as the Lord commanded me, and they are there now. Now I had stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, as I did the first time, and the Lord listened to me at this time also. It was not his will to destroy you. Go, the Lord said to me, and lead the people on their way, so that they may enter and possess the land I swore to their ancestors to give them.
Moses explains here that when he received the commands of God on tablets of stone, he prayed fervently for the people. This was the second time he had gone up on the mountain to receive God's law, because the people had sinned while he was away the first time. The people had sinned so badly that God threatened to destroy them. But Moses interceded for them, and God heard Moses' prayers and sent the people on their way. When our hearts are troubled and seeking God's grace on behalf of our churches, families, co-workers, partners, and other hurting or lost souls, we pray. It is powerful to pray and to be prayed for persistently. We pray without ceasing. It is not unusual for people to intercede for others who are in need, such as homeless, sick, hungry, or displaced individuals. Even more, we can pray for people to repent and be forgiven. We count on God to move mightily in people's lives and situations because we know God loves them. James chapter 5, verse 16 assures us that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. God listens to us, and Jesus, the Savior, faithfully intercedes for us. Amazing! Pray with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for calling me to intercede for people and situations in our broken world. Help me to pray faithfully as Jesus himself does. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.